Proclaiming the word of God in difficult and often dangerous situations has been a major focus of discussions at the Synod of Bishops, which is drawing to its conclusion here in the Vatican this weekend. 253 bishops from countries across the globe have been taking part in the three-week meeting on the theme "The Word of God in the Life and Mission of the Church," alongside priests, religious and lay men and women, and representatives of other Christian churches. Among the participants are church leaders who've shared in detail the difficulties of practicing and preaching the faith in countries of Asia or the Middle East, where Christians remain a minority and are sometimes a persecuted community.
Probably one of the reasons why we have been harassed is because our word was being heard. In other words, persons were accepting the Christian faith in various places. The church has been busy announcing the gospel in various contexts and taking probably to the most depressed groups.
Archbishop Thomas Menamparampil is from Guwahati in northeastern India, a diocese made up largely of tribal peoples, many of whom are illiterate subsistence farmers. He shared with other synod fathers the suffering of Christians in many parts of India today, especially the state of Orissa, where violence flared in recent weeks, leaving at least 50 people dead and thousands more injured, homeless and in fear for their lives.
The facts are, as far as we can judge, true, and is very alarming, very painful for the probably for the first time in India in relationship to religion. So in connection with this, I might add, it has also some ethnic connotation, so that we are able to understand better how the Indian people or this particular group have gone this extent with such harsh treatment of their neighbours. It may have also ethnic content.
So you're saying, although it's being painted as a direct attack on Christians, a religious conflict, it's in fact much broader than that?
Certainly, just now it has taken on a much more clearly religious dimension, but it certainly had from the beginning ethnic dimension to the whole problem, and probably that also could have been addressed earlier, and maybe it needs to be addressed for the future. And what I would like at this moment is not to keep on recounting what has happened and listing the grievances, but to see in what way we can address the other dimensions, not only the religious one, ethnic, political and the social dimensions of the two communities concerned.
This, you're saying, is a responsibility of local government, which doesn't seem to be doing very much to stop these attacks.
I would say it is certainly of the government first. It's certainly of the leadership of the church, but it is also of every citizen. And the civil society ought to be active. For example, if Orissa civil society could be a little more eager to restore peace within their territory, not allowing persons who come from other states with political motivation and people who are extremists interfere in their own affairs, it may do good to them, and some of the leaders are beginning to speak along that line. That gives us some hope that they may begin to handle the problem. Orissa would like to have a fair name for doing justice to their own people. They would like to live together in peace, and somehow they have lived together for generations and thousands of years. So certainly they will be very eager. Aside from any grievance they may feel against each other, they will want to solve their problem, we hope. That is what we pray for.
How much can relations between church leaders and Hindu leaders help in this? What is the situation like there in terms of the dialogue?
In fact, we thought that was one of the first things we ought to do, to have done, that we not only approach the government, certain place government is weak, certain places they are conditioned by the politics of the moment. They are under pressure from certain groups that they cannot ignore. So what we really need to do is to appeal to the Hindu leaders who have got fair-minded people who are, I do not say secular, but they give importance to values, to social harmony, believe in the goodness of other communities, and I'm sure there are many. Maybe we'll have to work very hard. At this moment of tension, it's very hard to contact them. But I am sure there will be a possibility of being able to contact them and being in touch with them and building a team of persons like that. and possibly not only of the Hindu society, but also of other communities who look at the whole issue neutrally, in an objective manner.
At the heart of this conflict seems to be partly at least the success of the churches in helping with the education, promoting the dignity of the Dalit and tribal peoples. Would you agree with that?
Actually, this is very true. What you have said is perfectly true, that there is much jealousy of one community because the other one has gone ahead. But I believe this is quite common, quite normal in situations. It's a great pity that they would yield to those kind of awareness. Others have gone ahead, this sense of jealousy. But I would not limit it only to that. Maybe there was need of fostering relationship between the communities all along, not only just one moment. Because like two parties compete and during election there are conflicts. These are two communities in trying to march ahead in economically and socially. And they could have solved the problem when the tensions rose. But now it has gone to this level, this extent, and we are very sad.
The Catholic Church is a very small percentage of the population in India. Would you like to see it raising its voice much more strongly, particularly in situations like this?
Actually, the conference, Bishops' Conference of India, spoke very strongly recently. There was a standing committee meeting. They sent out a message to the government and to the public. But being very small, they can also ignore our voice. It is true, it makes an impact after a while through a variety of ways. But they can ignore us, or they can give a technical explanation that this is how it's happening, which they have, the state government has done. They said things are normal, we are taking all precautions, but we knew that they were not doing adequately what they ought to have done.
Are you concerned this problem is going to get worse before it gets better, or have we seen, do you think, the most serious crisis?
I think cases like this can happen in different parts of the country. Granted that there are these extremist groups in different parts of our country at present, but I am not alarmist. I am not an alarmist, and I feel things will improve, though it may take a little bit of time for the different groups to organize themselves. And even the church leaders will have to work out a strategy of how to address the problem, not only through the media and through the government channels, but also at the social levels and the local level, meeting the civil society and making them active and vocal.
Thanks there to Archbishop Thomas Menon Parampil from the Diocese of Guwahati in northeastern India.